Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
Time to take a look at some of the events and activities worth checking out in and around Cape Town this coming weekend. We're going to start a little outside of Cape Town, but it's really going to be worth the easy drive up the West Coast tomorrow to savor what's on offer at the Darling Winter Beer Festival. On the line with me is the event director, Philippa Wood.
We're obviously all about beer, and I think often people think what to do on a winter's day. And I have to say, Darling is at its most beautiful at this time of year. So I think it's just the time of year. For some reason, actually, our festival, it works the absolute best out of everything. So everyone obviously agrees with me. But it's our Darling Winter Beer Festival. We have 7 breweries on site. I think the best thing and the most unique thing for me about the brewery is we have the space to have the festival in the actual production site. So you're literally amongst the fermentation tanks, talking to the brewers and drinking beer. And together that we have a really awesome music lineup. So we have DJ Steak, who will be giving us a warmed up, literally, hopefully, between 10 and 2 on the day. And then we have Jacqueline the Wind between 2 and 4. And between 4 and 6, we have Sunset Sweatshop. So people are really, really excited about the music lineup. There's some really awesome, awesome music. I've got all of them on my Spotify, so getting myself ready for the day so I can sing along.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And besides Darling Brewery itself, you've got several other guest breweries taking part.
We have Drifters, Riot Brewery, Mountain Brewing, our very own neighbours Aza Brew, and Loxtonia, which is a cider. So it's not all about beer. I'll also chat a little bit about that. And so, yeah, some amazing, amazing beer to be had. We actually, this year for the first time of the festival that we've done, we're going to be doing a best beer of the event. So we've got the beer country guys coming through. They'll be sampling all the goods and telling us which is the best beer. So all the guys will know which beer, if they haven't tried it, they've got to get there and definitely have that one.
Okay, now you've mentioned it's not just beer. You've also got a wine estate taking part, haven't you?
Yes, we do. So we obviously, between my husband and I, who are the founders of Darling Brewery, we've been here, him for 25 years and me for 15 years. So we are very, very pro-Darling and all the amazing things that we have to offer. So Kloof Wine Farm will be with us on the day, and then as well as Arela Sparkling Wine, which is also local. And then we have our own. We've got a ginger beer that we do. So we do an amazing cocktail with the ginger beer, and who doesn't want to be having gin and tonic as well? So there'll definitely be something for everybody. We love beer, but it's not a rule.
Okay. You've also got some wonderful food offerings, food trucks, etc. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have our own restaurant at the brewery, and we actually are under a new chef, and she's doing some amazing things. So our own restaurant will be open with its new menu, and then we have food trucks on site. We've got the Flucking Delicious, which is a Greek concept of food, which is absolutely amazing. We're going to have our local food truck who does Jaffa cakes. We've got soups, Prego rolls, and a lot of it is from the locals. If it's not locals, it's close to as Darling as we can get it. So there'll be definitely food for everybody.
Now, although the beer, of course, is only for the over 18s. You have made provision for youngsters who come along with their parents. Just tell us briefly what's on offer for the kids.
It is an all-family event. We have the world's largest jungle gym, which the kids absolutely love. Sometimes adults love it as well. So I think just generally the whole vibe of the festival and of the site is very child-friendly. And then, yes, we have a lot of between 12 and 18-year-olds who really want to be involved in the music, and it's all allowed and encouraged.
Okay. How much are the tickets and where do we book them, Philippa?
We still are selling tickets on WebTicket at the moment. That will be live until midnight on Friday. Otherwise, at the gate, 150 Rand for adults, and between 12 and 18 is 80 Rand, and under 12 is free.
Now, while you're up the West Coast, you might also want to pop in at Veldtrift, where the annual Berg River Canoe Marathon is drawing to a close. And it all culminates in the Berg River Winter Carnival, which will turn the quaint fishing village into a buzzing hub of fun, food and family time. On the line with me is Veldtrift tourism official Siobhan Ellis. Let's talk about the carnival, which welcomes the paddlers home. What's going to be on offer?
Well, the Berg River Winter Carnival is on Saturday the 6th, so one day only. And it starts at about 8 o'clock in the morning with the Berg Marathon Freedom Walk. It's a 4-kilometer walk that starts at the Riviera Hotel and ends at the Bokum Lawn and then back. And it's free entry. You can just register at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then we have our fun canoe race at 9:30. It departs from Bokum Lawn and it ends at the Riviera Hotel as well. And it's also 4 kilometres. Entry is also free. You just have to register at the tent in Bokumlaan. Then at 9:30, we have our local brass band that will announce the opening of the carnival. We have a carnival tent with very popular vocalists that will perform during the whole of the day. We have Vikas van der Merwe that starts at 10. Then we have Louis van Loo at 11:30. We have our magic guy for the kids. So it's all free entrance. Nobody has to pay. The kids can come and enjoy Riechard, our guy that does all the magic under the big tent. Then we have what we call in Afrikaans Bokum School and Eat Competition. Mm-hmm. So Bokum is what Veldtrift is all about because mm-hmm. we are the Bokum capital. It's a little dried fish, salted dried fish, called a mullet. So what it involves is you take the skin off the fish as quickly as possible in a certain time period, as many as you can do, and then the winner gets a beautiful prize. And then after that, you try and eat as much of them as you can for another prize as well. It's very popular, and people love going to see that specific Dutch show on that day.
Okay. Siobhan, for those who don't feel like eating Bokums, there's lots of other food on offer, isn't there?
Yes, we have about 80 stalls. There is local food. They call it harders. It's a local fish that they braai on an open fire. We have all sorts of chicken and pumpkin fritters and breads and jams. There's about 80 of them. And then we also have our local artist that's going to have stalls there, and also our local people that does all the homemade things. We also have Lehani May that's going to perform, and then Vainant and Cherie. We also have the veteran motors and the motorbike. They go on the route in the town, and then they park at the designated area, and then you can have a look at the old cars and the beautiful motorbike. There's rides, activities for the kiddies. We're also pet friendly.
Siobhan Ellis, Veldtrift Tourism Official, thanks so much for your time and wishing you a fantastic festival on Saturday. Well, let's bring it back home to Cape Town now and find out what's on at the theatre. Our first pick of the week is Family Secrets, a bittersweet comedy on at the theatre on the Bay for a relatively short run. I will have some of the cast in studio with me next week, but for now I can tell you that the show revolves around a mother and son who find each other at a watershed moment in their lives and divulge various secrets as they face a decision which will change their lives forever. The leads are played by the wonderful Dorothy Ann Gold and Sven Roigrok, and the show is directed by Alan Swerdlow. It's on at the Theatre on the Bay from tomorrow until the 13th of July, with shows at 8 p.m. Booking is via CompuTicket, and tickets range in price from 120 to 230 Rand. It's the last weekend of the holidays for government schools, so why not take the younger members of the family off to enjoy some children's theatre? The Lilliput Children's Theatre Company has been staging a delightful version of The Three Little Pigs at the Baxter Theatre, and tomorrow is your last chance to see the show, with one last performance at 11 a.m. Now, the fairy tale classic has been adapted and given a modern twist by director Elton John Duffy, who's been, of course, involved in children's theatre for more than a quarter of a century. The show is only 40 minutes long, so manageable even for the very young members of the family. It's on at the Baxter Golden Arrow Studio Theatre, and tickets are 90 Rand through web tickets.
Cape Talk. 5 things to do this weekend.
Last but not least, direct yourself to the Artscape Theatre for the latest dance production from Dance for All. Their show Genesis is directed by Alison Hendricks and is all about promoting and preserving Indian dance in an original and creative manner. Guest acts include the Tare Indian Dance Company and the WCED's Arts Focus Schools. The guest choreographer is Louise Kutzer. There are performances tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m., plus a matinee on Saturday afternoon at 2. The show is called Genesis, presented by Dance for All at the Artscape Theatre. Tickets are 120 Rand a person through CompuTicket.